Welcome to the College of Arts, Celtic Studies and Social Sciences, University College Cork, Find Your Course podcast series. My name is Loretta Brady and I am the Recruitment Projects Officer in the College of Arts, Celtic Studies and Social Sciences here in UCC. We are the largest college within UCC and offer 19 exciting undergraduate degree programmes and 30 art subjects, including 11 languages. You will find a vast amount of information on our courses and subjects on the UCC website. But we also wanted you to meet our course directors so that you can get an inside perspective on each course. You may be a Leaving Cert student or an EU student. Perhaps you're an international student or a mature or QQI FETAC student. We welcome you all and we hope you find our podcast interesting and informative. Welcome to the College of Arts, Celtic Studies and Social Sciences Find Your Course podcast here in University College Cork. My name is Loretta Brady and I'm the Recruitment Projects Officer in the College of Arts, Celtic Studies and Social Sciences. In today's podcast, we're going to explore our BA Anthropology degree and I'm delighted to have the Director of the BA Anthropology and the Head of Archaeology and Vice Ed for Teaching and Learning in the College, Professor William O'Brien, here with me today. Good morning.
Good morning, Loretta. Thank you for having me here.
The BA Anthropology, it's very unique in Ireland today because it's the only one of its kind at undergraduate level.
This is a fairly new degree programme we set up about 3 years ago. And it's modelled on the North American four-field anthropology degree, which combines a number of very closely related subjects into a kind of an interdisciplinary programme. Specifically, you're talking about the subjects of archaeology, sociology, cultural anthropology. You're talking about physical anthropology, linguistics. These are all kind of subjects that combine in this degree to create the programme.
I suppose, particularly in light of current events unfolding in the world and the globalised nature of our society, this degree seems to be more relevant than ever. What kind of areas and questions will students be looking at and will be studying in this degree?
Well, I suppose anthropology, to put it very simply, is the study of human culture. It's looking at humankind and the cultures of the world, both past and present, in a kind of comparative way. It's often called the ultimate science of humanity. It's a knowledge, I suppose, in the 21st century that's very important as we come to terms with a globalised world. It helps to build understanding and respect across cultural divides, whether they're real or imagined. So it's a unique way of looking at the world, really. It gives us this greater understanding of the human experience and it gives us a strong sense of global citizenship to meet the challenges of the future.
This degree brings, as you said earlier, a lot of related subjects together, including, for example, archaeology being one of the main ones, but also sociology. Can you tell us a bit more about the different subjects that are involved in the course?
Yes, well, students who come in first year will be starting off with a general module course on what is anthropology. And after that, then, they study four subjects in a foundational way. They study archaeology and sociology. These are the kind of core disciplines that take you through the 3 years of the degree. But they also study history and they have a choice of studying either religions and global diversity or folklore. Now, when you move into second year, other subjects contribute to the degree, subjects such as ethnomusicology, philosophy, Celtic civilization, linguistics. And these subjects all build a greater breadth of understanding across the field of anthropology. And then that allows students to kind of identify the areas of anthropology that they're interested in and then to go on to pursue those in different ways.
The degree, and like many of our degrees now in UCC, has also got an option for an international study abroad year. So students can obviously finish their degree in 3 years or they can add a year and study abroad. Can you just tell us a little bit more about the options available when they're studying abroad?
Yeah, it's a three-year degree programme, but it has an international pathway, which is an option where students can actually choose to go to another country and study anthropology in an approved and high-level university. And it's very important, obviously, in a programme that deals with study of human cultures across the world, that kind of travel would be very valuable. But it is an optional feature.
It's an optional feature, so students can either finish in 3 years,
indeed,
or they can decide they want to study abroad for the year.
Yes, indeed.
So I suppose, aside from, obviously, you have the academic modules, and there, in this degree in particular, there are a lot of extra types of areas of studies outside of just the classroom study, if you like. Would you like to speak a little bit about that, about what students would study?
Yeah, indeed. Well, as I said, I've explained what happens in first year, where you're actually studying anthropology in a general way and also specifically at the contributing subjects of archaeology, sociology, history, folklore and religions and global diversity. And then in second year, the core disciplines are continued and you build on those in a very detailed way. And then you take in lots of elective modules from across five other subjects. Most of the teaching is done through lectures and seminars and tutorials based here on the university campus. But we also have field trips at different times. There are field trips in first year in the subject of archaeology, and they continue through archaeology over the 3 years. There is also a second year residential field course at Easter in second year, where the students go off together for about 4 days. Recently, this has been held on Shirkin Island off the west coast of Cork. And over the 4 days, they actually engage in the study of an island community, its culture, history, society.
That's an amazing opportunity for students to actually apply all their knowledge in a practical way through field trips, for example. And I suppose another area that students will be interested in is their options after their degree. So whether that's careers or indeed postgraduate studies. And archaeology and sociology in particular are major subdisciplines in anthropology. And of course, there are masters in anthropology itself. But can students also move into specialised postgraduate study in specialised areas? For example, in archaeology and sociology specifically, but in other areas, maybe in international relations, for example, because I know history is also part of this degree programme.
Yes, indeed. I mean, the degree is a foundation degree, and it then allows entry to many different types of postgraduate course. Now, some postgraduate courses do require a background in this particular area, but in what you've mentioned, for example, international relations, and in a moment I know you're going to ask me about careers, I can talk about how that postgraduate study is very important for career development. But yes, I mean, the degree is a broad foundational degree that opens doors for many postgraduate areas.
And many specialisms, I suppose, in different areas. So, I mean, personally, I can see the value in this degree, and particularly I can see how the understanding of cultural diversity around the world and the ability to view our own culture in a critical manner, which this degree provides, would be hugely valuable in a very wide range of careers. Can you talk us through some of the long list of career possibilities graduates can look forward to?
Well, I suppose the first thing you would think is, well, I haven't seen too many jobs on the paper for anthropologists. And that, I suppose, comes back to the question of, say, the general arts degree in the universities. What is their value in career terms? And this, I suppose, is where you have to think outside the box. These are degrees that really provide you with the opportunity to think broadly about where you want to go in life in terms of work and career development. You come into a broadly based foundational degree. You're not required to make any major decisions at the age of 18 or 19 if you're coming out of Leaving Cert, but you use the degree to find out exactly what you want to specialise in and go on from there. Now, specifically to anthropologists, the employability of anthropologists is increasing as the world becomes more globalised. Anthropologists, fundamentally, you see, are trained to gather and interpret data about human societies. And these are skills that can lead to employment in, with, for example, government or non-government agencies, sometimes in academia, in industry and commercial bodies. So the career options, if you had a degree in anthropology, what would you do? Well, first of all, you could stay with one of the core subjects and become an archaeologist. Or you could become a forensic anthropologist working in the study of human remains. You might then go on into arts administration, creative industries, social media organisations. You can see obviously the value for Facebook, Google's and those companies, the value of anthropologists in terms of, you know, studying human culture and collecting data about human societies. So some people work in those areas, social media, community work, museums, heritage centres, journalism, librarianship, market research, human resource management, the media. So anthropology graduates work in state societies, state bodies that provide public services. They work with international agencies, they work with NGOs, non-governmental organisations, in areas such as development, human rights and environmental sustainability. Broadly, a degree in anthropology is attractive to employers in areas that require an ability to think in a critical manner, good communication, literacy and digital skills. Now, one of the things that we promote in this is what I would call 3+1. Think of the anthropology degree as a foundation on which you build a, perhaps a second degree taken over the course of a year as a master's. So perhaps 2 degrees in 4 years, BA and master's. Following the 3-year BA, the anthropology students then develop career-specific training in whatever area they've decided to specialise in. So this, they might do a taught master's, in, for example, in anthropology itself, but probably in more specialised vocational courses such as, you know, things like library studies, human resource management, museum studies, human osteoarchaeology, archaeology. And the additional year really is the year in which you shape your career path and you have the dedicated kind of training that takes you down that road.
Thanks, Billy. I suppose just at this point, now that we're speaking on careers, students will also have access to the College of Arts PX 3001 Work Experience module, which all students within the college actually will have access to, particularly for those students who don't have an inbuilt work placement in their degree. And of course, that'll be on their degree transcript when they graduate. I suppose it's important to mention UCC is ranked in the top 1.1% of universities in the world. It's the first university in the world to receive a green flag. It is ranked in the top 10 for sustainability and is among the top universities for research and student experience, amongst many other accolades. The archaeology department in which the BA Anthropology is housed is a department with a long and rich history. What do you think are the main reasons that contribute to its national and international reputation as a department of excellence in this field?
Well, archaeology as a discipline has been studied in this university really for over a century. And over that long period, it has developed in different ways, but especially with a focus on the archaeology of Southwest Ireland, of Ireland in general. So we're a department of Irish archaeology, very much a focus on the training of archaeologists to work in Ireland. And some of the anthropology graduates may go on and stay in our area. Our partner subject in this degree, of course, is sociology, which also has a very strong tradition in the university. And that might be an area that would also take people on a career path.
So I suppose, I mean, at this point, I think there's a lot of information and hopefully it'll be helpful to students that are listening to us today. And obviously they can contact you or indeed contact myself at any point if they need any further help or in more information on this degree. So thank you for joining me today, Professor. If any student would like to find out more about the BA, just simply search online for CK123 Anthropology. I hope you enjoyed listening to our podcast and please follow us for more Find Your Course podcasts.